Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Biking 7 miles daily from Smithfield Canyon to USU campus, combined with an early AM run, I'm well aware of the drop in temperatures, as are those of us who find themselves outdoors on a more permanent schedule. I'm speaking of our relatives who reside in the wild, birds, trees, raccoons, and such. While I put on an extra layer or two, plants and animals have far more sophisticated adaptations, from behavioral to physiological to structural. We are all aware of the marvelous migration and hibernation behaviors, so let's add a few more amazing adaptations to the list. I'll begin with a bird that is very common at our winter feeder, the dark-eyed junco, which responds to the first shortening of days of summer with a series of physical changes. Its reproductive organs become inactive and shrink in size. Hormones stimulate the rapid growth of a new set of feathers, and fat deposits develop to provide fuel for the long migratory flight ahead. Thus, the preparation for migration starts as soon as the days begin to shorten, and the process must operate in reverse when the bird is in its winter habitat in the United States. As soon as days begin to lengthen, the dark-eyed junco must gear up physically for the flight north and breeding season. If it fails to do so, it is likely it won't survive the long-distance migration. So the cycle of life and its related migrations and transitions are deeply connected to the heavens. Plants are no less amazing. Those in temperate zones must also set their calendars in order to flower, and for deciduous species, develop and drop leaves at optimal times. Plants set their internal calendars using several attributes from the sunlight they receive. In fact, the angle of the sun may be more important to a plant than the day length. That's because plants produce compounds called phytochromes in response to different portions of the light spectrum. Direct sunlight is higher in red light, while indirect sunlight contains more far red light. During late fall and early winter, when the sun remains low in the southern sky, the indirect light produces an increase in far red phytochromes. As spring approaches and the arc of sun rises in the sky, direct sunlight triggers production of red phytochromes. The ratio of these two compounds mediate the hormones involved in flowering, leaf drop, and bud development. Even seeds below the soil are affected. The amount of red and far red light that penetrates the soil is sufficient to govern germination. Some behavioral alterations worth mentioning beyond migrating and hibernation are herding and flocking, huddling in to share body warmth, dietary change, hair and feather change, both color and structure, and many more, but my radio time is ending. So now it's your turn to explore more. It really does make you appreciate the wonders of nature. This is Jack Green from Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.